completely, I know you had some hamstring issues that kind of limited you, maybe at the combine or pro day, or everything's good now?
Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm feeling better than I've felt in a long time.
I know I asked you when we talked to you after the draft about free or strong, and you said you can play both, and the coaches want the safeties to be able to do both. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking to Coach O'Neill, and he said they had a private workout for you. They kind of sold them on the fact that you could play deep safety. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that workout and how crucial that you showed you had that athletic ability.
Yeah, I always knew I was capable of being able to play either free or strong safety. I did it in college, and I didn't really see why I wouldn't be able to do it in the NFL. It was more for me to kind of prove myself, and I was completely confident in going into the workout, and I'm glad I was able to show what they needed to see for them to have that trust in me to be able to play that free safety position.
It seems like your family is a family of high achievers. You have a brother that went to Cornell?
Yes.
One at Bloomberg, and I'm missing one.
Georgetown.
Georgetown, not bad.
Yeah.
What's the whole gist there? I mean, your parents obviously had to be pretty strong on education.
I think it's attributed to my parents and just my entire family. We've always been, we were always brutally honest with each other throughout my entire life. Everything that I remember is that we were never kind of saying things that made people feel better. We would kind of always try to push each other in everything that we did. And then me and my brothers were always extremely competitive. And my parents just always kind of set us up for great things and just gave us opportunities to succeed.
What do they do? What were their professions?
My dad is a contractor and my mom is a nurse.
Well, I see. Obviously, carry your notebook out here. Just talk about the transition mentally. I assume you'll be able to handle it. But what kind of a jump is it from maybe the playbook that you guys had in Northwestern till
Our playbook at Northwestern was pretty extensive, but this is even like to another extent. It's everything is detailed, and even the minor things have checks to it. So it's really at this point, I'm just trying to stay on top of it so that it's almost a second nature. That's when you're able to play fast and make plays. So that's what I'm trying to do at this point. And, it's just a learning process.
Did you spend any time around any of the veteran secondary guys yet? Did you bump into them?
Yeah, we had a dinner the first night, and I was sitting with Dante Whitner and Joe Hayden, so I talked to them a little bit. And it was actually like the brief conversation that we had, it was kind of impressive to kind of see the way that they approach the game and look at the game. And I look forward to being around those guys and learning from them.
Having a conversation like that, right out of the gate, sitting down with those guys, and you know, they, you know, talk about their experiences, lay out their expectations. Is that at all intimidating for a rookie to step in there and you're with these guys who are so accomplished?
I didn't feel intimidated at all. I look forward to the challenge, and I think if you're coming into the NFL, you want to be around some of the best guys in the business, and I think that's the situation that I'm in. So I look forward to the opportunity. I see it more as an opportunity than intimidation, and I look forward to the opportunity to learn from those guys and soak up their knowledge.
Who are some of the guys that, growing up, I mean, you've always been in the secondary as a footballer?
I mean, in high school I played running back, but yeah.
Who are some of the defensive backs, whether it be cornerbacks or safeties, you kind of like to watch?
I've always been a fan of Deion Sanders, just the ultimate playmaker, and then also Ed Reed, and then Sean Taylor, just guys that made plays. Some of them different styles. Like Ed Reed was a ball hawk. Sean Taylor, he would one of the hardest hitters around, and then Deion Sanders is just ultimate playmaker. So guys that just impact the game, something that I wanted to emulate my game after.
How'd you end up with 30 here?
I didn't have much say in it.
was there a time during your college career where you thought, yeah, I'm good enough to play in the NFL?
I think once I kind of excelled in college, it was kind of a sign to me that maybe like I can do this at the next level. That was probably around my redshirt sophomore year. I kind of got to feel like, yeah, I'm getting the hang of this. Things are not necessarily easy, but they're starting to click, so I think I can transition this to the NFL.
And how much did they use you toward the line of scrimmage and deep middle?
We were left and right safety, so I would be down in the box as much as I would be over the top. So I did everything.
Now your brothers also play football, correct? All three of them play college football?
Yes, all three of them.
So when they're assessing you brutally, honestly, what were they telling you? What you had to do better?
I don't think that they weren't as necessarily harsh as I guess the media may have been. They knew my capabilities better than anyone else, just because being around and growing up with them.
Right.
So they, nothing really stands out, honestly. But I'll let you know if anything comes to mind.
I think we may have asked you this during the conference call, but the idea of coverage, there have been sometimes knocks about your coverage game. What can you tell us, or what would you say about people that say maybe you're not as good at covering?
What I would say is, I mean, throw the ball my way. That's the easiest way to prove it. There's not, like, talking doesn't really prove anything.
Right.